This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
This April in Sheffield, there's an auction which has a little bit of a difference. It's been put together by 12-year-old Freddie Cannell, and it's in order to raise money for guide dogs. Freddie, welcome to the Weekly Connect.
Thank you.
Can you just tell us a little bit about the auction that's happening? It's not too far away now, is it?
Nope. So it's on the 1st of April. It's going to be in the Sheffield City Hall in the ballroom. We've had all sorts of art donated to do with dogs, and we've got about 60 paintings coming.
That's an impressive amount. Can you tell us a little bit about any of the artists that have been donating work?
So we've had Teddy Baden, Sally Moore, Ruby Keller, Lynn Wilson, Sam Charles, Sarah Gooder, and a few other people.
Quite an impressive list of artists.
Yes, we've got a good variety.
How did you go about approaching the artists and asking them to donate pieces for you?
So we just sent out a few emails, but then I think these artists have been speaking, like telling other artists or something, and they've found out. And then we've just had like loads of artists just like emailing us saying we'd like to help.
That's fantastic. And where are you keeping it all before the auction?
It's all in our house. You can also find some in John Lewis in Sheffield City Centre.
Are they hosting some of the pieces for you in advance?
Yep, it's all on the wall in the cafe.
Where did the idea of holding an art auction come from?
So we thought we needed to find another way to fundraise, and we thought this would be a great idea because we'd had one before which had gone quite well. So we thought, why not like do it again but bring a theme into it? So that's what we did.
For a 12-year-old, you have quite a long history actually of fundraising, and you started, I believe, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, I started when I was about 4 when I first started with guide dogs.
So what did you do when you were 4?
My mum and dad were looking at doing a Great North Run, and they were looking for a charity to do it with, and then they chose guide dogs. And then I sort of thought, if my parents can do it, why can't I? So I did the mini Great North Run, and then we did another one, and then the Great South Run.
So you've done 3 sponsored runs so far already, and I understand a blindfold drive.
Yeah, so I did a blind drive twice.
Wow, how did they steer? How do you know where you're going? How does that work?
So we have like a person next to us who like is like a learner guide, and then we sit there with a blindfold, so he'll tell us what to do, so like, he'll tell us to shift or steer or accelerate or brake. One of them, I also had the Stig drive me in a Nissan GTR.
That sounds scary and exciting in equal measure.
Yeah, probably hit 120 because he just went mad.
Oh my goodness. But also, as well as the runs, as well as the blindfold drive, you've also trekked in the Sahara, I understand.
Yes, I trekked 100 kilometres across the Sahara Desert 3 years ago.
How was that?
It was tough.
What was the toughest thing about it?
Just the dunes every day. It was exciting when you see, like, snakes and stuff. Sometimes it was a bit emotional as well.
How many people were in your group?
There'd have been, like, 20, maybe, in our group.
These are very challenging situations that you're putting yourself in order to raise money. And you've actually been recognised for your fundraising efforts, including having gone to the Houses of Parliament.
Yes, so my old MP and my new MP both voted me for an award at Parliament. So that was Nick Clegg and Mark Pawsey. So I went down to there and I got the highly commended award at the Houses of Parliament.
And the one that I think is particularly impressive that you've been on the receiving end of is the
Blue Peter Gold Badge. Just for all my fundraising, presenters were impressed with what I'd been doing. So when I went down, I typed up like my whole sort of guide dog journey and gave it to them.
That is something that is really impressive, actually, about the auction that you're conducting. There's a website to go with it. You have all of the art on there. You're obviously doing a huge amount of work to make sure that this is a really successful fundraising attempt.
Yeah.
What is it that makes you want to put that much into it?
I just think it's a great charity and it deserves all the help it can get. I feel inside an achievement, and I just think to myself, that money's going to a person who without it would just be inside, not be able to go out on their own and not get the independence that they need.
And you were inspired, I think, by your Your parents' decision to run for Guide Dogs for the Blind, and also that they are puppy walkers.
Yeah, so we all puppy walk. Mm-hmm. We've got a dog called Betty at the moment. We've had 3 puppies, but in total for dogs, we've had about 14.
You're doing this auction to raise money for Guide Dogs for the Blind, but also to raise money for a trip that you're planning to do in August?
Yeah, so we're doing a 150-kilometre bike ride in the Atlas Mountains, and it was actually on the way to the desert where we did our trek, so we stopped there.
And is that what gave you the idea for your bike ride?
Yeah, so I thought I like biking. I love the Atlas Mountains because they're just beautiful. And I thought if I put them together, then it should be fun.
So they're in Morocco, and they're on the edge of the Sahara.
Some are pretty steep. Some are very cliffy. They're not the sort of hills that you get in Sheffield. My dad's coming with me.
Does that mean that your dad needs to do all the cycling as well?
Yeah.
You and he are out training at the weekend, are you?
Yeah, so it's me, him. So we'll be there biking. There'll be a guide biking. There'll be a cook. There'll be a bike mechanic as well.
And that's going to be August this year, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much are you hoping to raise from the auction? Have you given yourself a target for it?
I'm just hoping that we get as much money as we can. I'm not too sure on a target yet. I might have a think.
Give yourself something to aim for.
Yeah.
Have you sold tickets for the event?
The tickets are on sale now. We've also invited the Blue Peter presenters down as well.
Absolutely. The best of luck for the auction, Freddie. So that's on the 1st of April at the Sheffield City Hall. And if people want to have a look at the art that's in the auction, they can go to your website.
www.dogartauction.com.
Freddie, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the auction.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.